Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron discuss peace efforts in Ukraine and West Asia. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar calls India-Russia relations steadiest among major relationships of the world. Russia launches massive overnight assault on Ukraine with over 570 drones and 40 missiles. Human Rights Commission of Pakistan reports a disturbing rise in violence against religious minorities. And in Asian Shooting Championships, India bags two gold in men's 10-meter air rifle team event and women's junior skeet in Kazakhstan. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a telephonic conversation with French President Emmanuel Macron. The Prime Minister's office said both the leaders exchanged views on the ongoing efforts for peaceful resolution of conflicts in Ukraine and the West Asian region. It said that Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's consistent support for a peaceful resolution of the conflicts and early restoration of peace and stability. It added that the leaders also reviewed progress in the bilateral cooperation agenda, including in areas of trade, defense, civil nuclear cooperation, technology, and energy. It further said President Macron also conveyed support for early conclusion of the free trade agreement between India and the EU. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov reviewed the entire gamut of India-Russia bilateral relations during the meeting in Moscow today. In a joint press briefing after the talks, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that relations between India and Russia have been among the steadiest of the major relationships of the world after the Second World War. He added that geopolitical convergence, leadership contacts, and popular sentiments remain key drivers of India-Russia partnership.
We reaffirmed our shared ambition to expand bilateral trade in a balanced and sustainable manner, including by increasing India's exports to Russia. This requires swiftly addressing non-tariff barriers and regulatory impediments, enhancing Indian exports to Russia and sectors like pharmaceuticals, agriculture, and textiles will certainly help to correct the current imbalance.
Both the ministers also spoke about connectivity initiatives, including the International North-South Transport Corridor, the Chennai-Vladivostok Eastern Maritime Corridor, and cooperation in the Northern Sea Route. Replying to media queries, Dr. Jaishankar stressed that India is not the biggest purchaser of Russian oil and neither the biggest purchaser of Russian LNG. He highlighted that India is also not the country which had the biggest trade surge with Russia after 2022. He pointed out that India also buys oil from US and that amount is increasing.
We are not the biggest purchasers of Russian oil, that is China. We are not the biggest purchasers of Russian LNG. We are not the country which has the biggest trade surge with Russia after 2022. I think there are some countries to the south. Incidentally, we also buy oil from America and that amount has been increasing.
Later, the External Affairs Minister called on Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin and apprised him about his discussions with the first Deputy Prime Minister, Denis Manturov, and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar appreciated Mr. Putin sharing perspectives on the global situation and recent developments on Ukraine. India and the Eurasian Economic Union, EAEU, signed the Terms of Reference, or TOR, to launch negotiations on a free trade agreement or FTA yesterday. Speaking to Akashvani, founder of Global Trade Research Initiative Ajay Srivastav threw light on strategic importance of the launch of negotiations.
For India, an FTA with the Eurasian Economic Union could mean easier access to crude oil, gas, minerals, and industrial goods from Russia and Central Asia. It also creates a new market for Indian pharmaceuticals, textiles, engineering goods, and IT services. For the Eurasian Economic Union, the FTA would open doors to Indian market, one of the fastest growing economies in the world, especially as Russia looks eastward due to the Western sanctions.
This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back to World News. Russia has launched one of its biggest aerial attacks this year at Ukraine, firing 574 drones and 40 missiles overnight, the Ukrainian Air Force said today. According to official report, the attack mostly targeted western regions of the country. The strikes killed at least one person and injured 15 others. Ukraine's foreign minister, Andriy Sabiha, said that Russia struck a major American electronics manufacturer in western Ukraine. He provided no further details. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky condemned the attack and said that Moscow has shown no signs of pursuing meaningful negotiations to end the war and urged the international community to respond with stronger pressure, including tougher sanctions and tariffs. Israel has approved the construction of 3,401 housing units in E1, a highly contentious area of the occupied West Bank. Far-right Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich announced the decision, which was taken yesterday, and declared it would bury the idea of a Palestinian state and form part of the government's broader sovereignty plan. The decision by the Higher Planning Council has triggered strong condemnation from the Palestinian Authority and international community. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has announced that it has started the first steps of a planned ground offensive to capture and control Gaza. More from our West Asia correspondent.
Israel has launched the first stages of a planned assault on Gaza City after approving a military operation that calls up 60,000 reservists. The move is part of an expanded push to take control of the enclave and is expected to drive thousands of Palestinians from northern Gaza towards the south, where hunger and aid shortages are already deepening the crisis. Hamas has condemned the announcement, accusing Israel of escalating what it calls a brutal war against civilians. Meanwhile, the international mediators in Qatar and Egypt are pushing for a ceasefire. They have tabled a proposal for a 60-day truce and the release of about half the hostages. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Iran launched a two-day missile drill in the northern Indian Ocean and Sea of Oman today. The exercise, titled Sustainable Power 1404, is Iran's first large-scale military drill since the 12-day war in June. It highlights Iran's naval and missile capabilities amid elevated regional tensions. The Netherlands has announced the deployment of approximately 300 troops and advanced air defense systems, including two Patriot missile systems and anti-drone capabilities in Poland from 1st of December. According to a statement by the Dutch Ministry of Defense yesterday, the move aims to protect NATO territory and deter Russian aggression amid the ongoing conflict. The Human Rights Commission of Pakistan has reported a disturbing rise in violence against religious minorities over the past year. In its latest report, the commission cited targeted killings, forced conversions, destruction of places of worship, and growing hate speech. The report also highlighted extrajudicial killings by the police, rising child abuse cases, mostly in Punjab, and increased sexual violence cases against the women. On to sports now. The Indian men's air rifle team of Arjun Babuta, Rudrangsh Patil and Kiran Jadhav clinched the gold in men's 10-meter air rifle today at the Asian Shooting Championships in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. The three shooters beat Chinese trio of Li Xian Chao, Liu Dingke and Wang Yanghao. Meanwhile, Mansi Raghuvanshi won the gold, while compatriot Yashasvi Rathore claimed the bronze in a 1-2 finish for India in the women's junior skeet competition. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Prime Minister Modi and French President Emmanuel Macron discuss peace efforts in Ukraine and West Asia. External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar calls India-Russia relations steadiest among major relationships of the world. Russia launches massive overnight assault on Ukraine with over 570 drones and 40 missiles. Human Rights Commission of Pakistan reports a disturbing rise in violence against religious minorities. And in Asian Shooting Championships, India bags two gold in men's 10-meter air rifle team event and women's junior skeet in Kazakhstan. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.